Australia's leading technology webcast.
Tech Talk for Geeks.
Welcome to Tech Webcast episode 90, recorded on 28th of August 2010. Today's show is hosted by Jason and Brad, with guest Dylan and special guest Kat Armstrong and Jesse Taylor. Over to you, Brad.
Hey, what's up, Warlock?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going well, mate. 9 episodes to go, mate, till the 100th episode.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Can't believe it. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Jesse about iPhone apps and iPad apps. Hello, Jesse. You're on Skype now.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
All good, mate. And also, we have Kat Armstrong from America. How are you, Kat?
Hi, guys.
And also, we have Dylan Combs from dylan.combs.tv.
What's up?
Now, first of all, we're going to talk to Kat about what she does for Chris and stuff. And what do you do, Kat? What sort of things do you do work-wise for Chris Perlow?
I am Chris Perlow's community manager, and he describes me as his right-hand girl. I do a little bit of everything these days. I've been with him for 3 years. I do manage the various live communities. I do the video uploads. I do some writing on occasion when he needs it. I help keep an eye on and manage the social media streams. Helped plan GnomeDex, which you'll have to pardon my voice. I lost it completely at the end of GnomeDex.
You must be yelling.
Not quite back to 100%. Yeah, I work with our sponsors. I do a lot of different things.
Cool. I want to ask you some pretty cool questions. What is it like working for Chris Perlow? Is he a cool guy? And
he is. And I actually get that a lot. And I will tell you the truth. I tell everybody the truth about it. You know, Chris is one of the most dedicated, passionate people I've ever known. And that makes it literally, I love my job because that does rub off. Mm. If you've watched him for more than 5 minutes on his live stream or met him in person, you know that he's very detailed, very perfectionist. And there are times I want to smack him in the back of the head, and I've actually done that a time or two. But, you know, for the most part, we work together very, very well.
Cool.
We do. And he's just as hyper off camera as he is on, just so you guys know.
All right.
Your official title working for Chris, as you said before the show, is community manager. What does that mean?
You know, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And that's something that I actually thought of the other night. A friend of mine applied for a job through the Mashable job board, and the title of the job was community manager. I said, oh, really? That's great. What are you going to be doing? And she's going to be tweeting for a company about the company's products. I said, but that's not a community manager. That's a brand evangelist. There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have... And I like to pick on Robert Scoble. He's a good friend. And I like to pick on him. You know, he has followers. Chris Perlow has a community. And there's a huge, huge difference. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Cool. All right. Okay, what's it like sitting in front of his computers?
Everybody wants to know about the chair. Personally, I think the chair is uncomfortable.
Okay.
I don't like it.
The $600 discontinued chair is uncomfortable?
Yeah, I don't like it. Maybe it's made for skinny little geek dudes. I don't know.
Wow.
You need a ball like Leo.
That could be.
I did the whole ball thing for a little while, and I don't know. It hurts my back.
I would fall off. I'm a klutz, so I would end up breaking an arm or something.
I've got the ball for myself, thanks to my chiro and massage therapist suggesting it's the best thing, so I sit on there all day when I'm programming.
Now, Kat, I know you said you wanted to talk about community, and I've been, I'd like to call myself a member of the Chris Perlow Locker Gnome Geeks community. I've been watching for, I don't know, probably 3 years, and as most of you listening probably know, I had Chris on the show last week, and that was one of the best shows I ever did. And I said during that show, I said, if I ever got him on, that would be the day that I said that I made it. I got him on the show. That was huge for me. And you know, it's things like that. The fact that he can take time out of his day to you know, directly communicate with his community and with his followers is something that you don't find very much.
Yep. And you know, that's the whole thing I wanted to talk about, Dylan. You know, what I said a moment ago, you have people who have followers and you have people who have communities. Chris Brilla has a community. A community is not about connecting people to you. It's about connecting them to each other. And that's, right. To me, that's the key. People like Scoble have followers. He has hundreds of thousands of followers. And that's great. And I teased him the other day and I said, you need a cohesive community. And he said, no, because that would kind of scare me. But I've seen some pretty damn fantastic stuff come out of our little community. Could you imagine if somebody like with his amount of followers or, you know, Chris Brogan's amount of followers or, you know, any of those guys, if you could make more cohesion and bring them together, give them the platform to connect with each other, can you imagine what could come out of that? The possibilities are freaking endless.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question I want to ask you, Kat. Is it going to be a iPhone app or an iPad app anytime soon for...
It's being worked on for Chris's communities.
It is?
Yes.
When's that going to be out? Do you reckon?
I don't know all the details because I'm not a programmer, so I can't tell you what it's going to do or how it's going to work, but I do know it's being worked on.
Okay. All right.
You're not a programmer, but you're like Microsoft certified or something that you told me.
Not certified, no. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Windows security.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, can you want to ask any questions, mate?
None that I can think of.
Okay. So how long have you been working for Chris, Kat?
Little over 3 years.
3 years, okay. And do you like it?
I absolutely love what I'm doing, yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
It's got to be one of the best jobs in the world. I mean, you get to work from home and you get to communicate and work with some of the best people that I've ever met online.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I reckon it'd be a cool job. I reckon it'd be a great job to work for Chris. I reckon it'd be cool.
It is. It is. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, Chris gives me a lot of leeway. I do his things, but he also encourages me to kind of do my own thing, which is where this whole writing that I'm doing lately about community came about. And apparently something I've said works because last night, I'm sure you guys know who Shell Israel is. Shell sent me a message and informed me that he added me, little old me, just, you know, I'm not anything special. It's just me. But he added me to his list of 200 social media experts that you need to follow.
Cool.
And I was blown away by that. That's good pretty stuff. I was excited.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I must be saying something right. But, you know, everything that I'm doing on my own ties back into Chris. And I absolutely love that. He gives me a lot of leeway to do my own thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So, Kat, have you met many celebrities at all through Chris Prillo?
Celebrities as far as, like social media celebrities?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've met some pretty cool people.
Who like? What? Who can you name a few?
Sure. Obviously, all the people from Gnomedex. Yep. I just spent the weekend with Violet Blue.
Oh yeah, okay.
She's been on. It doesn't get bigger than that.
Yeah.
She is a sweet, amazing, smart, funny lady. I absolutely adore her.
Cool.
Chris Brogan, of course, spoke last year. Everybody in the social media world knows Chris Brogan. Pardon me. Mark Horvath, Hardly Normal, the guy that's doing the tour about the homeless people. And he was on the featured channel on YouTube the other day. Mark is a dear friend of mine. Now, because of our connection at Gnomedex last year, we talk on the phone. Great person. You know, Austin Heap, the guy that was just on Newsweek 2 weeks ago. We're really good friends now. I have met Scoble. Scoble's a friend. I have met some very, very cool people because of what I do, and I'm very grateful for that.
Cool. All right.
But, you know, I want to say this before you ask something else. I've met a lot of quote-unquote big names, yes, but honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the coolest people that I've met are like you guys, the people in the chat rooms, the people on Geeks, the people in the community. We have some amazing people in our community.
Mm.
You don't have to have 10 million followers to be special and awesome,
yeah,
and
for
that's
sure.
Why I love what I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Right there,
yeah.
That's why.
I agree. So, Dylan, you want to ask any questions to Kat?
I just want to throw this in real quick. Unless the chat room is fucking with me, which they could very well be fucking with me, Veronica Belmont's watching the show.
Holy shit.
Is that Veronica Belmont or Veronica serious? Sofer?
I don't know. I think they're messing with me, but if they're not, holy crap.
I can find out really quick. Is that Veronica Sofer?
Yeah, no, Veronica Belmont. She's from Risen 3.
Is that really Veronica Velvet? That's awesome. Yeah, see,
oh,
Silver.
It's Veronica Silver. I don't know who that is. I was getting really excited for a second. Same. Like,
you guys say hi to Veronica and thank her. She was one of our volunteers at Gnomedex. She's a sweetheart, and she's actually coming over Sunday to my little party here at Chris's. She's a sweetie. Don't be disappointed. She's great. You guys would love her.
Okay. Next question, Kat, I want to ask you. How many computers does Chris have? This is a question I want to ask Chris.
Oh, my God.
I can't ask you.
Counting all the laptops and stuff?
Yeah.
Let me think. There's counting the iPads too?
Holy. Two computers?
Yeah, yeah. Count the iPad.
So how many altogether?
13, I believe. Holy with all shit. The iPads and netbooks and everything.
Wow. God, how many iPads does he have? If you don't mind me asking.
Two. One of each. The Wi-Fi one. And I finally played with one for the first time the other day.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. Not an Apple girl, but that's a very cool product.
Yeah, I agree. Buy one, Kat. I agree. I have one, and I love it.
I want one because it's awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, I reckon you should buy one. And so should you, Dylan, too. You need to buy one, too.
You know, people need to donate more money into that damn chip inbox. I swear, you guys, you suck. You don't donate enough.
Yeah,
send
I can't thank the
listeners enough. You guys have donated like $200 already.
Well, I'm the only one who's actually donated. No one else.
There's been like, you donated the most. You donated like, I think it was like 100, 125. And then we had like four other small contributors.
Okay.
Too.
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah, donate more. He wants an iPad.
I'm surprised you guys.
Oh, Jason says seven donations. There's been seven.
Oh, okay, seven. Cool. All right. Okay. And Kat, do you want to add anything else into this interview chat thing?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Why don't we see if anybody in chat's got a question? Because I know everybody wants to know all about Chris, and that's cool. That's fine. Yeah. If anybody's got a really good question.
All right, hurry, chat, questions before we get dead air in the podcast. Hurry.
We need to move on to Jesse. He wants to talk about iPhone apps.
Yes, definitely. No, I have not met Leo Laporte. I have talked to him on email and stuff. Very nice guy. I've also talked to Mike Arrington on email.
Cool.
How do you like?
Kat, have you met Kevin Rose before?
No, but I would love to.
You got interviewed by Scoble.
Yeah.
What about Sarah Lane and them sort of people? Have you met
them? Who got interviewed by Scoble?
You did.
Yeah, I did. And that was an accident, actually. But it's pretty cool because you think about it. Scoble interviews some of the most important, cool people in the world. And when the live stream wanted to meet him on the stream the other night during Gnomedex, I drug him over there. And it just turned into this whole, he interviewed me. And it was a lot of fun.
Wow. I didn't catch it live, but I watched the YouTube video, and I was impressed. That was really good.
We had a lot of fun. We did. So, the last thing I want to say about community, I want to leave you guys, and I want you to think about this.
Yep.
And seriously, really think about this. One person can make a difference. We've seen that over and over and over, right? It happens everywhere. But if you put a group of people together in a community with a common thread, they can literally change the world. I've seen it happen. You've seen it happen. That's why
ITT,
I get so
world changing.
That's why I get so fired up, and I truly believe that people need to have cohesive communities and connect people with each other.
Cool.
We can change them.
For sure, Kat. I agree, mate. I agree. Make sure you tell Chris to listen to this podcast as well. And
he will.
I just want to give a quick shout out to him. Hello, Chris. And you're doing a great job, man.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Dogs in the house are fine.
Hi, Chris. Come on my show again. Please come on my show again, Chris. I'll give you money.
I'm
no.
Sure, he will. He's having a good time. So
yeah, Chris, come on the Tech Webcast, mate, too.
What was your favorite subject in high school? Math. I'm a math geek. I have an accounting degree. I worked in accounting for 15 years.
I was a history buff.
Really? See, I would fall asleep in history class. You give me math stuff? Oh, yeah, baby.
I slept Love through it. Math. I failed math all 4 years of high school.
All right, okay, somehow let's move on. Graduated. Let's move on to the next guest. Kat, are you going to hang around for a bit, mate, or are you going to...
I'll stick around. I'll just mute so you guys can talk to him. I want to hear what he's got to say.
All right,
but I'll stick around and mute my mic.
All right, cool. Thanks, Kat. On the line we have Jesse. How are you, Jesse?
Very, very well. Good to hear you guys.
That's the way, mate. And also we have Warlock on Skype as well. He's actually
welcome
making,
to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yep, welcome to the show. Warlock is actually making iPhone apps as well. So Warlock might get some tips from this as well. What sort of apps are you making at the moment? Jesse, what sort of apps are you making, and what sort of company is it, and the name and stuff?
Right. I'm the CEO of Object Enterprises, which is a company that specializes in software for iPads and iPhone,
okay.
iPods.
Yep.
And through the magic of Skype, I'm calling today from Tower 2 of OEI headquarters here in Midtown Manhattan, which is, of course, my apartment. But
You're right where I wish I was.
Yeah, well, you guys are right where I wish I was. So, you know, it's but it's 11:30 at night here. So that shows, you know, the kind of dedication that I give to your program.
Yeah, and thanks so much for waiting around, Jesse. You're a legend, mate.
Well, it's a lot of fun to hear. So, we've been doing a lot of exciting apps. We work with a company here in the Manhattan area called Science House. You can find them at sciencehouse.com, and they're a really terrific bunch of people, and they've been working with science teachers and science promoters. And we created an application with them called Video Science, which actually was just in the back to school section in the iTunes store. So we've been really happy with that, and that's resulted in a few extra thousand users a day. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool, man. And what sort of iPad or iPhone apps do you make at the moment?
Well, we basically do them for business. We have a few that are our own applications, but basically we help businesses here in the New York area, back in the Silicon Valley area, bring their brand onto the phone, bring their brand onto the pad. So, like we just had an app hit the number two business utilities a week or two ago called the Interview Survival Kit, which is also an awful lot of fun. Some good videos in there. And, you know, it's basically packaging up people's content, making it beautiful, getting it into the App Store in a way that's fun and useful. And in that case, it's like a lot of suggestions for how to go through interviews. And the videos actually take you through these kind of stop motion moments, you know, where you get asked a question and all of a sudden you're like, ah, and then the camera stops and Francis Cole Jones comes out, who's a consummate professional in advice and sort of personal presentation. And she talks for a couple of minutes and the videos are just like 2 minutes long, you know, but you take your iPhone out and you're on the bus, and you just, you watch it 2, 3, 5 times, and it kind of sticks with you in a way that books or magazines don't. And, of course, she sells books, so if you like her app, you know, you should buy her book.
All right, I'll check it out, man. So you make iPhone apps. What do you sort of charge to make one, an iPad or an iPhone app?
Oh, well, you know, they're all different, and frankly, the relationships are complicated. So,
yeah.
You know, mostly we're talking about, you know, companies that are relatively well-funded and commercial, you know, kinds of operations. These are people who are trying to get, you know, really top-drawer design, top-drawer branding, and so, you know, the budgets that it takes to get there vary a lot, but we usually leave kind of the inexpensive off-the-shelf or cookie-cutter type things to other companies. So
Okay. That's
kind of our position.
Okay, I just want to get your thoughts on the Flipboard. Have you seen the Flipboard iPad app yet?
You know, I'm not sure I have.
Oh, really? You haven't seen it? Yeah, you have to check it out, mate. The Flipboard, it's a really good magazine-style iPad app.
Is that the one that has sort of turning pages?
Yeah, that's it.
And it finds
that's
sort
it.
Of contextual...
Yeah,
yeah, it's the one where you essentially just input your social media information, your Twitter and your Facebook, and it essentially what it does is it creates a personalized magazine for you based on your social media profiles. And the way it does it, I've never seen anything like it before. I don't have an iPad, so I can't say I actually used it, but we did have somebody from Flipboard on the show not too long ago, and I've seen plenty of videos of it. It's from what I've seen, it's an absolutely amazing app.
Yeah, I have used that, and I thought it was a gas. also, very nice presentation.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, I mean, the fact is that, you know, I think when I look at the mobile computing revolution, which is what I've been kind of calling this for the last 2 years, and I think it's very much like cell phones versus landlines, right? We still have landlines on our desks sometimes, but most of us use cell phones for most of the things we do, and it makes using the phone sort of a little more versatile, a little more different, but it's really, you know, the same thing. I think the same thing is happening in mobile computing, and I think in just a few years, we're going to see the majority of the hours, the moments even, adding up that we spend computing, the majority of those are going to be mobile. You know, and it may add up by just taking a phone out of your pocket 3-5 times a day, or spending a little time on the train on it, and it may add up when you get an iPad and you just start, you know, playing around with news apps and some other things like that. But I really do see it as, you know, not replacing desktop computers, not replacing laptop computers, but adding what I think will be the majority of computing. And I think there's just a tremendous amount of interesting and fascinating ideas that are just evolving or haven't quite even happened yet. So I don't know, you know, where the killer app is, but you know, these are amazing ideas people are coming up with all over the place.
For sure. All right, we'll jump into Warlock. Warlock wants to speak to you about a few things. Go ahead, Warlock.
Yeah, how long have you been doing iPhone programming? Did you jump in with the first iPhones released?
Yeah, basically, you know, my kind of personal engineering heritage is that I was an old NextStep programmer back in the late 80s and early 90s. And so I really, you know, in my early 20s, drank the Kool-Aid of Objective-C and the kind of architecture and design that is now, you know, Mac OS X and now iPod, iPhone. And really, I had spent a number of years from like 2001, you know, 6 or 8 years of it, running a social networking company, which I still am involved in. But I just got so enthusiastic when I saw what Apple was doing with the iPhone. When the SDK came out, I was downloading that, you know, day one. And it took a little while to sort of decide that, you know, yeah, that's where we want to go in the business and that's what we'd like to be doing. But really, in a lot of ways, it feels like home because so much of this tools and the development concepts, you know, for us date back 15 or more years.
Okay. So you're not interested in any other platforms or program for other platforms before?
You know, I get asked that a lot. And you know, I love all these things. But, you know, the truth is, I am, you know, a big object-oriented architect. And what we're doing here is we're building, you know, frameworks and software technologies in that methodology, and that's our core competency. So I love the Android stuff, but we, engineering wise, we leave that to other folks. And actually, you know, there's more than we can learn about writing great iPhone and iPad apps. It is absolutely astonishing how fast it changes and how much there is to learn. So with that core competency, we find ourselves really quite busy refining it.
Do you find it difficult to convert iPhone apps into the iPad size, given there's so much extra real estate to fill up?
Boy, you know, that's an interesting question, because the way it came about, you know, we saw the little pictures of the iPad, but, you know, Apple doesn't give us anything any sooner than any of you guys, right? So we got the SDK revisions, you know, sort of two or three or four maybe beta revisions before we go gold master. But in the case of the iPad, it was like Apple withheld all the sort of interesting stuff until beta 3, you know, which was like
around the day that you could start submitting your app, but if you wanted it to be there on day one, you only had maybe a week or two. And so you really had to be prepared and kind of waiting and downloading those things the moment they arrived. And it was quite a hurdle to get, you know, our first couple of apps, you know, into the iPad store. We really wanted to be there on day one, and you know, that was an effort. But I think, you know, you get the hang of it. We had to sort of rethink some of our architecture because we were surprised. We didn't foresee how Apple was going to handle it. They sort of just dumped it on us. Once we did see it, we could use it in a simulator, but we didn't have the device. And so I've never shipped software for a device I've never touched. But that's the way it was. And so, you know, really the last 3-4 months has been a lot of learning, a lot of using different people's apps. There was a lot to learn. But really, it's meant to be an extension of the same thing. Most of the apps we do are universal, and we think of them as, you know, now an iPhone version and an iPad version. But it may be a few more months before I think we're fully comfortable with all the little nuances and UI changes.
Well, I think you should just stick to doing iPhone and iPad apps, Jesse.
Oh yeah, we got our hands busy.
That's good. How many apps do you have at the moment, man? How many have you done?
Oh, we've done a number. I think, you know, 3 or 5 or 7 of our own, and probably a similar number for, you know, various customers. And we take part in some, and some, you know, we get to lead. So, okay. You know, it's always a little different. You know, the market really has evolved quite a bit. Like, the number of apps that we have in the queue now and are kind of considering and building out is probably larger than the number of apps that we shipped in the first, you know, 6 months or a year even. So there's a growth curve that's you know, pretty noticeable right now.
For sure. All right, okay, we'll go to Warwick for some tech news, and then we'll come back to you, Jesse, and we'll finish up.
Sure thing, I'll hang out.
Yeah, just hang out for a minute. Yep. Okay, Warwick, tech news, mate. Have you got some there?
Alrighty, starting off with bit of information from Kevin Rose to start with. Okay. Why Apple's iTV will change everything. The rumor, Apple will be releasing a revamped, renamed version of their Apple TV set-top box called iTV. The box will run on the Apple iOS, same as the iPhone and iPad, and be priced around $99. Why will this change everything? iOS TV applications expect to see an iPhone, iPad-like marketplace for television applications, video sharing, streaming, recording apps, interactive news apps, and of course games. A la carte app stations with Apple's iAds, content producers, example ABC, NBC, etc., can directly monetize and distribute their content. This will eventually destroy the television side of cable and satellite industry, as your only requirement to access these on-demand stations will be an internet connection. Say goodbye to your monthly cable bill. Mobile Me picture video sharing. At $99, your parents, grandparents, and friends will have an iTV. Sharing pictures, videos from your iPhone will happen with a push of a button. Imagine getting a notification of new family videos the next time you turn on your TV. My mum would love this feature. The iPad will turn into one big badass remote control. The iPad will be a preferred input device for the iTV. You'll be able to edit videos, control games, and extend the interface, interactive television experience. Imagine watching Monday Night Football on TV while viewing, exploring other camera angles on the iPad. I wonder if his blog entry was posted before the Magic Touchpad was announced, though, because a lot of people seem to think that would be the better interface to the iTV. Ford is making the installation of its sync software easier on the assembly lines courtesy of Wi-Fi. On Thursday, the company said it has added Wi-Fi provisioning to select assembly lines. The aim? Deliver and standardize sync software applications to vehicles as they roll down an assembly line. To start, Ford is using Wi-Fi to deliver sync software to its vehicles equipped with MyFord Touch technology. Ford's next-gen sync software has Wi-Fi receiver. The Wi-Fi assembly effort kicks off in Ford's Oakville, Ontario plant, which makes the 2011 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKX. With an automobile Wi-Fi receiver, the assembly line and vehicle can communicate. While this communication is largely untapped as an efficiency tool, Ford thinks it can save money. In some respects, Ford had no choice but to innovate with its sync installation. It was becoming too difficult to scale sync installations by stocking various modules as Ford rolled the software out globally. For instance, the Wi-Fi provisioning will enable Ford to stack standard sync modules. The Wi-Fi installation should cut 90 unique part numbers, which have to be updated every time a sync change is made. In a nutshell, Ford can now stock one sync module and deliver options, apps, traffic, 20 languages, graphics, fuel and speed measurement settings and color scheme via Wi-Fi. Previously, an option combinations required a separate sync module. The installation process takes about 8 minutes. A Microsoft executive promises the company would permanently ban users who play pirated copies of Halo Reach from doing so on Xbox Live. Hackers stole Halo Reach earlier this week through the Xbox Live marketplace by bypassing a security system that allowed journalists early access to the game for review purposes. Writing on Twitter, Stephen Toulouse, Xbox Director of Policy Enforcement, said, "As with all unauthorized play on Xbox Live, anyone playing an unauthorized title runs the risk of account perma-ban." Mr. Toulouse said banned players would be prevented from accessing Xbox Live from any account on their consoles, and that the company will be able to tell when players are using pirated copies. And reports are appearing about a major security hole in iTunes accounts linked to PayPal. At least one group of scanners have found a way to charge thousands of dollars to iTunes accounts through PayPal. One targeted customer said his account was charged over $4,700. He called security at PayPal and was told a large number of iTunes store accounts were compromised. His email was filled with nearly 50 receipts from PayPal for $99.99 each. And they were for Castlecraft Dragon Crystals, 10,000 pack seller Freeverse Incorporated. He was able to catch it before his bank dispersed funds to PayPal, but others were not so lucky and their accounts were drained.
Okay.
So, don't link your PayPal and iTunes together.
We'll not do that. We'll not do that.
You did.
Great tip. Now, Warlock, quick question before we go, and a quick question to Jesse. Now, Warlock, what's the update with the two iPhone apps you're working on, mate?
The Tech Talk radio streaming app is about 90 to 95% done. The latest beta has just gone out to beta testers for trying out. I've caught a couple of bugs or quote features unquote that I need to look into and fix them up before release, and
what sort of bugs
get some
are they,
feedback
mate?
From beta testers.
What sort of bug?
Well, there's one one of the ways that Apple will test an application, particularly when it has network usage on there, is if they click on a page that brings up a web page and they first disable all network communication, then they need to test it and make sure that an error will come up when there's no network available. And on mine, if the network's not available, it'll tell you, but it'll keep on spinning the activity network indicator, so it looks as though it's still trying to do something, so I need to stop that and look into a couple other minor things. And this morning, the Tech Webcast application went into pre-alpha stage.
Wicked.
So I've just started working on that and looking to add the AdMob network into there. As a lot of people have said, the Apple's iAd network is not working out too well for them, and it's causing issues, and not very many people are actually clicking on the ads. So I've started looking at AdMob and seeing if I can integrate that so that the Tech Webcast application can be free on the iTunes Store.
Sick, mate. And the Tech Talk radio app, is that going to be free too, mate, on the App Store?
No, probably at least 99 cents.
Yeah, so I reckon that's a good price. Yeah, that's a good price, I reckon. People will buy that. And I think the streaming, that will work over 3G as well, won't it?
Certainly does.
Wicked, okay. Now, Jesse, where can they find you on the internet, mate, before we go, and Twitter and stuff? People have been asking for your website.
The website for Object Enterprises is OEINC. That's OE Inc., like Object Enterprises Incorporated, or OINC, as we say.
Okay.
So check that out. You can also find me, I was kind enough to tweet this show, at Jay Taylor.
Wicked.
You have to spell Taylor with T-A-Y-L-E-R because that's just the tricky way that my ancestors decided to spell it. But if you do, you will find me in the usual social places. because typically that name is unique and it's the one I generally use.
Cool. Good stuff.
So look for me on Twitter by that, and definitely check out oeinc.com if you're interested in iPhone or iPad apps.
Now, would you make any sort of iPhone or iPad apps for like podcasts at all, or do you just do it for business?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're doing one for your friends there at thisweekin.com.
Yeah,
and although that's really sort of, you know, video oriented, you know, it's largely the same thing, you know, shows with episodes that come out. We basically we've done a lot of event oriented apps that people use to post their events. We've done a lot of video oriented apps, you know, and just some sort of small everyday kind of, you know, get our brand onto there, get, you know, on authors, startup companies. We're doing a Made Marion's Muffins children's book kind of application. So, you know, it really runs the gamut.
Good stuff, mate. For sure. Yeah, you sound like you got some pretty cool apps out there, and I'll check them out. And if anyone else wants to check it out, just do a search on Google or whatever, and you'll find them there.
Absolutely.
For sure. Warlock, where can they find you on the internet, mate?
Websites. They can find me at jasonoakley.me, and the new hobby business for iPhone applications at bluebilby.com.
All right, cool.
And on Twitter at WAULOK Warlock.
Yeah, and Jesse, I think you should check out Warlock's company. You just started out, and I think you might like it.
Oh,
just
yeah,
a,
sounds
just a,
great.
Just a quick plug
you know,
for Warlock.
I feel for you about all the different internet connection stuff. Apple is certainly no fun to try and get your apps approved with, so good luck with that.
Can you give any tips to Warlock, Jesse? Any sort of tips?
Yeah, definitely alert the user if you can't access the network. That, and don't put the word pad in your application name, because... Yeah. This will get you a rejection on account of the poor consumers will confuse your app with Apple products. So,
and you can't use Book anymore.
I think you won't be able to use Face because, you know, Facebook will have it. And I think the word "the" is actually entirely patented now, so no one can use
no,
that.
No Face, no like, no "the," no "I." No. Next thing is
What can you use? What can you use anyway in these days? What names can you use? Words or whatever, you know? Can't use anything these days.
The thing about with Apple is they'll never tell you until, you know, you're rejected, and then you're back at the beginning of the line.
Yep.
To try and get your app out, you add up two or three unexpected rejections, and it really, you know, I don't want to complain or nothing, but let me just say it's not all that much fun.
You've had a few rejections?
I might have had a few rejections.
God.
And, you know, I'd rather be rejected on dates, you know. I mean, it's just, it's like you get this application submission feedback, and you're just, your heart goes, oh, man, you know, what now?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Dylan, anything else you want to get before we go, mate? We got Kat Armstrong still on Skype. Kat, are you there?
I think Kat is still away, so I don't know if she can self-promote herself, but you can find me on the internet. I'm all over the internet if you search Dylan Combs. I'm at dylan.combs.tv, combs.tv, live.combs.tv, twitter.com/DylanCombsTV, and like a million other places, techpodcast.com.
Yep, that's same here. You can find me on the same place where Dylan is, techpodcast and blueberry.com, and that's what I
think. Kathy said she's here.
Okay, Kat, you there? Talk away, mate.
She might be muted.
Yeah, unmute your mic, Kat.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Now what do you want to say before we go?
Let's see. Do you want to know where to follow me at?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Flow through you, whatever you want to.
Kat Armstrong. Make sure you spell it with a K, K-A-T.
Yep.
Twitter.com/KatArmstrong.
Cool.
My personal blog is katarmstrong.com/blog. And, of course, you can find me on all of Chris Perillo's channels, too.
Wicked. Okay. Good stuff. Thanks so much for being on, Kat.
Thank you for having me, you guys. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Great talking to you. And make sure you tell Chris we said hi.
I will, I promise.
And now, just a quick question. Now, Sonny is sending me an IM message. I'm not sure why. He wants to ask you a question, Jesse. I'm not sure what about it. I think he's starting up his own little iPhone thing, but I'm not sure what he wants to ask you.
From Sonny?
He's been IMing me for the last five minutes. I don't have time to look at it.
He's starting to piss me off. You know, if he wants to ask a question, I email him, and, you know, this is my show, and, you know.
techwebcast@gmail.com. Submit your questions like everybody else.
Yeah, you should have asked me, emailed me, Sonny, the question. You know? So, this has been episode 90. Thanks so much for being on, guys, and stay tuned for next week.
And thanks, guess what?
You lost the game.
You did. Warlock did.
I never lose.
This is Tech Webcast. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast
and
on Facebook, and check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop out.